This is Murray Yates, welcoming you today to Mission Breakthrough. This is Murray Yates welcoming you to Mission Breakthrough. Today we are looking at the story of the rich young man found in Matthew chapter 19 verse 16 and also in Mark chapter 10 verse 17. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. if you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Which ones the man required? And Jesus replied, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? And Jesus answered, if you were to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And when the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? And Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left homes, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother, or children or fields, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. And then again in Mark chapter 10, verse 17. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. Good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother. Teacher, he declared, all these things I've kept since I was a boy. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. One thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. And Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God. Yes, in two parts of the New Testament, Jesus is sharing with us an important story. You see, here was a young man who had everything, as far everything that he needed, not only something that he could use then, but also enough to see him through life. And this young man was aware that there was something more in his life, and when he heard Jesus teaching, he went to him, and he had realized before that there was something lacking. He realized that he had everything that he needed at the present time, and also for the times to come. And he said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" What is eternal life? Well, eternal life is simply life which goes on and on after you die. Because one day, every single one of us is going to have to give an answer to the Lord. And depending upon if you have invited Jesus Christ into your life, and if you haven't, you unfortunately will not be able to enter the kingdom of God. But of course, if you have invited Jesus Christ into your life, God will give you this wonderful gift, which actually starts on earth once you invite him in. And Jesus here says, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered, "No one is good except God alone. And you know the commandments: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, and do not defraud. Honor your father and mother." Well, today, we can look around society today, and we realize, of course, that there are so many people who are getting into various things that in society we would never have had before. And yet, in New Zealand here, many of those things were based on the Bible. Many of those things were preached long ago here in New Zealand. For instance, when Smith Wigglesworth came through New Zealand many years ago, people knew that Jesus was living and real. They saw miracles happening meant to many people in Athletic Park and in Wellington at the time. They were packed, and people would go and hear him preach, and many would come to know Jesus Christ personally as a friend and as a savior. But there they would see also men and women being healed, just like Jesus was when he walked this earth. So he still does that thing today. But what is the most important thing is this, is that as those people came and gave their lives to Jesus Christ, they received this wonderful gift of eternal life. And here was this young man coming to Jesus because he knew that there was something lacking in his life. And the Holy Spirit comes to us today and shares with us. He may well point to certain things in our own life which we are not satisfied with, where we know that we have sinned. Because you see, every single man and woman have sinned. And this young man realized that there was something missing in his own life. Yes, he had all these riches which would satisfy him in his case. But somehow or other, deep down, he wasn't satisfied. You see, he came to Jesus and he said, "Teacher," he declared, "all these things I have kept since I was a boy." But you see, there was something that he didn't realize. That it, no matter how hard you try, that you can never, ever please God. Because we all do wrong things. We've all had wrong thoughts. We've all been selfish. We've all spoken wrong words. We've all thought wrong thoughts. And you might say, "But everyone does that." Yes, that's right. But you see, the unfortunate thing is that unless you repent and turn away from these things, you too will be going to a lost eternity. But this is why Jesus came. Because you see, in the Word of God, it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the wonderful thing is, Jesus looked at this man and he loved him. And then he said, one thing you lack, go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. When I was a young man, I met up with Jesus Christ. I just started work at the time, and I met up with another young man who too had just started work. And we had a cup of tea together, I think at the afternoon session. And there he invited me to come to a meeting that was to be held at his church. Well, I came. It was these five meetings were being held during a week. And I came and I left early that night when I went to his church. They didn't do things quite the same as we did in the Presbyterian church. But I came back halfway through the week. And as I came and listened to what the preacher had to say, a huge darkness came upon me, and I realized for the first time that I had sinned. I had done wrong things. I had displeased God, and it was also shown to me that I needed to come to know him and invite him into my life. And that night I remember crying out to God to forgive me, and he did. And I invited Jesus Christ into my life. And I walked out of that place that night with a peace that I'd never, ever had before. I knew I'd met up with a Savior. And the church that I'd been going to never preached anything like that. Oh, I knew I'd learned up to a point what the Bible had said, but I had never, ever invited Christ into my life. And you might be going to a church which you may have heard the stories about Jesus, but it doesn't mean to say that you have ever invited him in and got to know him personally. And that night I did. I also had another experience when I went home that night. I said to my mother as I came on through the door, I said, "Mum, I'm going to be a missionary." And she laughed because she knew me. But when my father came home from the lodge that night, Mum had said to him, Murray's changed. I don't know what it is." And my father came on into the room and he wanted to know how I'd changed. And as I was trying to tell him all of a sudden the power of the Holy Spirit fell on me and I fell to the floor. And when I finally got up, I had to... And my father kept saying, "What's happened? What's happened? What's happened?" I could only tell him that it felt like rivers of living water flowing through me. And it was like that. It was the power of the Holy Spirit that came upon me that night. And not only had I found Jesus as my Savior and Lord, but he had given me a power that I had never, ever heard of before. And it really was the power of the Spirit of God who had come to dwell within me. And yes, I was a changed man. I remember going out that I remember asking myself, "What would Jesus do?" And I remembered a lady, a friend of the family who lived up the road. And she was bedridden. And I went up and prayed for her because I remember the stories that Jesus went and prayed for others. And I didn't know, but she had a steel rod in her back. But I'm not too sure what happened there now, but I know that the church began to hear about some of the things that had happened, and they began to wonder. For instance, when I went back to the Bible class the following Sunday, someone started cracking a joke, and I said, "But you can't say this in our Bible class. It's more important things." And I told them what had happened to me. And instead of laughing, as they normally would, you know, they began to realize that Jesus does change a person. And the same thing happens today. You see, Jesus said, when this young man came, "There's one thing you lack. Go and sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." In other words, what he was saying, you know, go and be willing to give up everything, whether it be to the poor or whatever God may call you into. But the thing is that he says, "Then come, follow me." I wonder today if you have ever put your trust in Jesus Christ. I wonder if you have ever thought that you could have eternal life. And you may have even asked, "Well, who can give it to me?" Well, his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And you see, he's able to do that because when Jesus came to live out his life on this earth, when finally wicked men took hold of him and nailed him to a cross, he died upon that cross. But this was the reason he came. If he just died, that would be the finish. He would have been just like another man. But Jesus Christ had all power and authority. And when he died on that cross, although people took him away and put him in a tomb, 3 days later he rose again, and he's alive today. And you see, when Jesus died, he was taking the punishment for your sin and mine. And when he rose again, He was showing that he could give new life. And he lived out his life for 40 days on this earth. And then he finally went back to heaven. But you too can come to know him today. If you are willing to confess and say to the Lord, "I'm sorry for the wrong things I've done," and be willing to turn away from them, and then simply invite Jesus Christ into your life, then you too can become a Christian. You too can receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And you too can find the plan and the purpose that God has put upon your life. If you wish to become a Christian today, Then you may wish to follow me in this prayer. Let us pray. Dear Father, I realize for the first time that I need you. Please come into my heart and into my life and forgive me for the wrong things that I have done. I believe that you died for me, and that you rose again from the dead, Lord Jesus. Please give me this wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for giving me this wonderful gift of life which stretches on into eternity. I give you all the glory and the praise, Lord Jesus, Amen. This is Murray Yates signing off for this week.